Why is it that the border towns, Hoyk and Gala, Kelso, places like that, why is it that rugby is so big there?
Initially, way back about 110 years ago, they tried out both the rugby football of the day, a sort of handling game, and the soccer code. And the story at the time was that the rugby game was found to be manlier and more congenial to the border nature. In other words, there were more thugs in the borders than anywhere else.
You love it, don't you? I mean, it's absolutely home to you.
Yes, I do. And the folk are great. They get on to you, know. They keep me on my toes. I mean, every time I go down Hoyk High Street, it's a two-hour job, because everybody's asking about this or that. And in 1955, Joe, you won't believe it, on a very murky day at Murrayfield in a Scotland-Ireland game, one of the Scots came from the far side of the field, ran, and I was certain it was Robin Charters, with whom I'd played for Hoyk. The head thrust forward, and it was only when he came over the 25 line, I realised it was Ian Swan, the wing, both having come, as I say, the visibility was desperate. And you know, 20 years after that, an old guy stopped me in Hoyk High Street, and I thought he was going to say, I did enjoy your gun. You know what he said? Do you remember your thing when you got Charters wrong? So they always remember the bits you get wrong.
But I'm told that you've made one produce of Hoyk very famous on the international scene. The Hoyk balls.
Oh, you're the sweet sort.
What exactly are they? I'm told you sort of hand these around to all the players.
Yeah, they're great things.
I've never heard of them.
There's a guy once said that if you were a kind of friend of Bill McLaren's, you got a polo mint. If he thought a bit more of you, you might get an Atlas Minto. But if you were really a top class, I mean, if he really thought most highly of you, you got a Hoyk ball. That's what he said. And they're the most delightful sweetmeats, which are made up a little dark close and in a little sort of button den at the back of nowhere. And yet they've gone all over the world. I used to take a tin with me to the internationals because they were quite pleasant before the commentary started, you know, for clearing the throat and giving you a nice minty flavour. And I once offered one to Gareth Edwards, and Gareth liked them quite a lot, so I took him down a tin, and I used to make the joke that, you know, half of his 20 tries that he scored for Wales were brought about because he'd had a Hoyk ball before. Gareth used to hand them round the Welsh side, and when Mervyn Davies had his cerebral hemorrhage and was very, very ill, having taken place during a game, I wrote a wee note to him and closed the tin of Hoyk balls and said, look, you take two of those a day and you'll be as right as rain, just to try and perk him up. And a funny thing happened later. A friend of mine, Jim Nielsen, who has a sweet shop in the middle of Hoyk High Street, had two oldish folk come in, or middle-aged folk come in, and asked for a dozen tins of Hoyk balls. And they had Welsh accents, and when he got them and parceled them up, he said, I hope you don't mind me asking, but you're Welsh, aren't you? How come? And they said, well, actually, we're Mervyn Davies's parents, and we've been at Pitlochry on holiday, and he insisted that we pop in to have it. So off they went with a dozen tins.